Well, we're talking about $18 billion over 10 years, and that's just working on the tariff cuts. If the tariff cuts aren't made, what that means for agriculture, and $18 billion is the figure over 10 years. And that also includes now the potential for growth that would be lost in our sector, because we know we have growing markets into China, and this opportunity is too good to miss. We have to get this China FTA ratified.
How confident, though, are you about that figure of $18 billion? It sounds huge, but like you say, it sounds like it's counting in predictions of future growth, which can be very hard to pick.
Well, it is, but you look at the growth that's been in China over particularly the last 3 years, and extrapolating that out over 10 years and working off the basis of what the tariff cuts would mean.
Their economy is slowing, though.
Well, their demand for food and their demand for agricultural product from Australia is increasing.
Given that, though, Noel Campbell, for example, from the Australian Dairy Farmers, is quoting $60 million a year that could be lost. That's over the next 12 months, he says. So that's $600 million over the next decade. That's only a small portion of the $18 billion you're saying. But dairy's a pretty big exporter.
But dairy is red meat, and red meat is huge, as we know. And also, we know we've got the potential for growth. And that's what we've built into these figures.
So you don't see the figures as a kind of a scare tactic to try and push Labor into ratifying?
No, I don't think it's about trying to scare Labor into ratifying. It's just the importance of what ratification of the China FTA would mean and potentially mean for Australian agriculture.
So can we break down which commodities you see as being most affected out of that $18 billion? How does the money get split up between commodities?
I haven't actually got the breakdown of that. We know that red meat it's the big winner in the China FTA, and then dairy is also significant. Then we have other commodities that will certainly pick up along the way as well.
Are you giving this a fresh push because there has been a change in leadership as well? Is it trying to make sure that this issue stays on the table when really everybody in all sectors of the economy are going to be pushing Malcolm Turnbull on what they want to see come through now?
Well, this is all part of the campaign that we announced some 4 weeks ago, and this is a long campaign, and this is a campaign that builds through to the introduction of the legislation surrounding the FTA into Parliament and possible right through to when it goes into the Senate, which I believe is possibly at the start of November. Now, the importance of getting these tariff cuts, getting ratification, and then the tariff cuts apply immediately on ratification in the Senate, and that's one round, and that's what we wanted this year. And then we get another round of tariff cuts at the 1st of January.
And in Victoria, some dairy farmers are saying they're potentially going to take to the streets and march in protest if this isn't ratified. Do you back that move?
Oh, certainly. I think that shows the level of concern that is out there within our industry, within agriculture, what it means for rural and regional Australia, but also what it means for the whole of the Australian economy. I notice the new Prime Minister in his press conference on Monday announcing that he was going to run for the leadership of the Liberal Party. Now, the first key issue he spoke about was trade and getting the China FTA ratified.